Though I cannot go home again and make a brand new start, I can start from now and make a brand new ending. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Though I cannot go home again and make a brand new start, I can start from now and make a brand new ending. So many of us would like to do it over again. We'd like to do it over again. Different people were asked, if you could do your life over again, would you like to do it just like you had it now? And would you make any changes? And people say, not really. I'm quite content with what I've done and how I've handled myself and where I'm going and what I'm doing. I'm quite content. A lot of people say that, more than we realize. And a few people say, oh boy, would I like to do it over again. Would I not make the mistakes I made and stuff like that? Well, how do you know that? If you took with you what you are now and were straight doing it over again and going through those things, you'd be bored to tears because you knew the outcome of the good things and you avoided the outcome of the bad things. You put different causes in motion for them. You see, living in the past is sort of makeshift, trying to make things different, make things have a change. But we want to live in the now. We want to live in the now. And we want to take care of our life so that it results in a happy time now. Now, if you are happy now and then you die, are you going to be happy when you die?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you are unhappy now and you die, are you going to be unhappy when you die?
Yes.
Yeah. So now is really the only time to be concerned about. So if we can be concerned every single moment and have it be the now and be happy and be joyous and recognize the good in life and the joyous things in life, then we will make that ending. Now, by ending, I'm saying we die. And when we die, are we going to die happy?
Yeah.
We're going to die exactly as we lived. Mm-hmm. And so, now, when we get around to it, that's another subject, of course, we've talked about it before, life is eternal. And we move from one dimension to another dimension. But I say to you, Ingeborg.
Yes?
Do you want to play your best game with the chess you're playing right now, or do you want to just sort of muddle-duddle around?
Play the best one.
And don't shake your head at me. Say, no, I want to play the best game. That's right. So you got to speak up, because the microphone here doesn't recognize you shaking your head. Okay. Say, for instance, you're going to play 100 games of chess. That is equivalent to 100 lifetimes, 100 dimensions of living. And you're living on 100 different dimensions of expression, whatever that may be. And each chess game is like that. Now, are you going to play each chess game as nicely as you can? Or are in some chess games you're going to be bored? In some chess games you're going to be playing with a beautiful young lady or a handsome young man, and you think to yourself, I'm going to let them win so that we can become friends or something like that, you know. Well, if they, the person you're playing with, are not also living for the now and living to do everything to their highest and best, they will not appreciate you forfeiting the game to them or losing to them. They will not honor you for that, and they will not say, wow, let's be friends, you know, you let me win. You see, a child recognizes when you let him win, too. He knows, my dad's good, but he lets me win sometimes, just so I'll get interested in the game. But my dad teaches me. He lets me win, but he teaches me. He teaches me how to win without somebody letting me win. My dad cares that I learn how to play chess and I learn how to do things, you see. Now, when you do that, then are you creating a new, what do they say here, a new ending? Yeah, you're creating a new ending. Mm-hmm. You're creating a new step from this dimension to another dimension. Now, would you like this dimension from beginning to end to be a glorious, happy, joyous, fulfilled, wonderful adventure, mm-hmm. and have the ending just as exciting as the beginning. You came in screaming, "Wah!" No, no, no.
But no.
You did not come in screaming. You don't need to come in screaming.
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I mean, Ellen, the microphone cannot see your shaking head.
I said, and the
microphone cannot see you talking to somebody on the sidelines here. It can only hear you talking to me. Now, okay, you don't need to come into this life screaming.
Mm-mm.
You can be sure the people who come into this life screaming are going to have a screaming good time. All of life's going to be a very super dynamic and super active and hyperactive activity for them all the way. A child that comes in gentle, that just slips into this world as though, hey, this is another adventure. I have lived in many dimensions, on many dimensions, and I'm living there now. And in each dimension, I have learned just to slip right in. And at the end, slip right out to the next dimension. And just enjoy myself. And not have anyone be uptight about me being born. Like, oh, I wish we hadn't had that child. We weren't married yet, or we didn't do this. You know, it's all perfect. When I am born, my parents are married, and they've been married for 2 or 3 years, and I am their first child, the only child, not only child, but I mean, I'm their first child, and I am the special child, and they're happy about me. They just are so happy. My dad went out and bought 10 baseball bats and balls and gloves for me, you know, and put them in my room there, and here I am in my diaper shed. But they're so happy about me. They're so pleased. And then as I grew up, I wasn't a crying baby. I was a quiet baby, a loving baby. And everybody loved to cuddle me, and I loved to be cuddled, you know. And I cuddled back, and so on and so forth. See, so what type of a life is it that you created for yourself, you know? Now, I didn't ask my mother whether I was a yowling baby when I came in, but I rather doubt it, because I had only love for life, only joy for life, only delight in moving from one dimension to another. And that's great. And that's what Mother did when she moved out of this dimension. She says she wanted to go. Oh, her body wasn't doing too hot. She'd let it get run down with a few things. But then she said to herself, I'm going. Let me go. I said, go. And she just slipped away. Instantly she slipped. When she had permission from me to go, and my goodness, I didn't own her, but she cared about me, and we'd always been a very good team and done good things together. So she apparently felt she needed my permission. And I didn't want to give her my permission. I wanted to keep her around. And she's a great gal. But regardless, we cannot keep people. We have to let them have their adventures and complete their adventures. Now, when you complete the chess game, does somebody say, don't stop, keep playing. But we've checkmated. You can't uncheckmate. But we play another game. Okay, but that's another game. And that's what living on various dimensions is, playing another game. And if we could take the same dynamic, joyous, I didn't want to play another game or the game to go on because I lost or I won, but because the game was so much fun. It was such a challenge, and it was such a magic thing. You did stupid things and messed me up. And then I did stupid things, but these were not dumb stupid things. They were things that were not according to the way you should have done it. If you're going to play chess, you should do these moves. These moves call for those moves and those moves. But the genius sees an action, and he moves on a part of the court, you might say, on the part of the chessboard, where nothing happens. You know, he maybe moves a pawn, and nothing happens. And it's out of the game. Over here is the action. Over here is where things are happening. And you say, why did he do that? Well, he knew that if he would distract your attention and have you do the normal move, then he could sweep in behind you with a certain one of his characters that is a little forgotten, and he had merely opened up the way for that character to come out there and start dancing on the board. And bang, yeah. But you see, this is the that's no benefit. That's no benefit for you to do this or that. And that is true. It's no benefit for you, the opponent. It's for the for him or her who's playing the game knowingly and using all the magic they have. But you see, this is the wonderful thing. This is living in the now. And you make a new ending. You can make a new ending. People right up to the last man, they say, oh, surely I've got you checkmated. I got you checkmated. I got you checkmated. And then all of a sudden, they do something that you hadn't thought about. It was there. It could be done. But it was unusual. And they did it. And you lost. You know? But until the end of the game, it should be exciting and thrilling and uplifting and rewarding. And at the end of the game, it should be, that was neat. Not, so much pain. Who needs that? When the shifting from scene to scene comes, it should be good game. That's why what they say they teach in high school, but apparently don't, is good sportsmanship. You go up to the losing team and you say, boy, you guys played a great game. You really made winning a privilege. It wasn't just like we could walk over you. You know, but I mean, that's sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And that's what should be taught, and that's what's supposed to be taught. But the coaches don't have time for that because they spend so much time on the other stuff, because they forget the real values of the game are what values you get out of it when the game is over. Do you feel good because you slaughter them? Now, Ellen's granddaughter, she plays tennis. And when she plays tennis, she looks at the opponent and kills him with her eyes. Now, is that a good game of tennis? No. That's damn poor. Because you're not showing your skill. She's good, too. She doesn't need to do that. She doesn't need to do that. But someone taught her to do that. Some teacher along the way, some associate, some person she played with, you know. And she does that to her disadvantage. Because she is good.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need to. She could kill him with her eyes or kill him with the racket. But you're in there to kill them with a racket, to really play a game that just shows your great skill and also your ability to fly from one side of the court to the other. Yes, we live in a fabulous world. We live in a great thing. I cannot go home again and make a brand new start, but I can start from now and make a brand new ending, as exciting as the beginning. Have a wonderful day, and know that you are very, very special, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.